Next application is case number 11554, Saragon Gas Company. That application was withdrawn on March 30th of 2015. The next application is case number 11555, the application of Karen Kershaw. The site is located east of Route 30, Gravel Hill Road, across from and east of Road 251, Neptune Road. 911 address is 16743 Gravel Hill Road, Milton, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 235, map 25, parcel 11.03, requesting a variance from the height requirement for a fence in the front yard. Gentlemen, to be more specific, they're requesting a variance of 2.5 foot from the required 3.5 foot fence in the front yard allowance. And basically, they are building it, proposing to build a 6 foot high solid fence. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mayor returns on this application.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ma'am, you need to go up and be sworn in, if you would, please.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Karen Kershaw, 16743 Gravel Hill Road in Milton, Delaware, 19968.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can go right up to the...
I had some...
Oh, if you can just go down to Mr. Lank for those. And Mr. Chairman...
I should have brought a lawyer on beginning
to think. Just hand them all to me. I'll pass them down for you. Keep one for yourself.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, it appears we may have done some work for the applicant in the past. While I don't necessarily believe that creates a conflict of interest, if the board felt that there was one or there were questions, direct those to Vince Robertson.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, this is all new to me. I'm not doing this right, I don't think. When I turned in my first application, I thought everything came together. And the gentleman at the office said, no, it's just this, this, that, that, and that. So my questions that you got earlier aren't as complete. The answers aren't as complete as they could have been because I thought everything came at one time. So I'm hoping to clear that up. just a little bit about why I'm asking for this. I've lived in Sussex County since 88. I moved here from Wilmington to be closer to my grandparents who raised me. At that time, I formed Milton Equestrian Center out on Harbison Road. It was a 28-acre parcel, and I had horseback riding and lessons and teaching and so forth. I did a downsizing in 05 when I changed the name to Kershaw Acres. And right now, I'm looking for a variance for fence height and setback at a new place. The fence height now, the requirement is 3.5 feet high until it's 40 feet back from the road. I had to give up Kershaw Acres. I was diagnosed with lung cancer early May of 13. It was questionable if I would survive the surgery, and if I did, would I be able to continue to operate the farm? So it was mandatory early retirement. So... the decision was made to sell the farm, and all my students and boarders were relocated. The surgery went well. I'm here. But I still went forward with the decision to sell. Before the farm was listed, my realtor said, no, you've got to find a place before we put your farm on the market because you have all these animals and you can't find a place like really quick. So I found this little house out on Gravel Hill Road. It's an acre. We call it planning and zoning. Yes, I can have my two horses there. You're allowed to have four, but I only have two. It's a small property. I see you can see, I'll go over the pictures in a minute. It's a small property, and the only way I can make it work for the horses is to fence every little bit of it for grazing, okay, front yard included. So this has been the plan all along. No one said anything differently about it. Fast forward to January of 15, I bought this house in August of 13, but I had to stay on the farm because it didn't sell quickly and I needed to be with my animals. So I did not move into Gravel Hill until January of this year, and settlement was imminent, and so I thought, okay, I'm going to start getting fence estimates. This is after I find out when I had the house painted that, oh, this is the house on Gravel Hill Road that's always underwater. And I said, nobody told me that. And they said, oh, well, that's why you've got all these storm drains on the side. Well, it hasn't flooded, but I do have problems in the house with water leaking because of a lot of other issues with this house. But I go to get a fence estimate from Lowe's, and the first thing the fellow says is, you can't fence this property. And I'm on the floor crying. I'm saying, why not? And he says, well, it's got to be 40 feet back, and, you know, you can only be 3.5 feet high. Well, that's right in my front yard to go 40 feet back. This house is, like, incredibly close to the road. You can't even talk to anybody in your front yard without, you know, trying to close your ears to hear the sounds. So I'm hoping to, with my pictures, to show you that this would be an okay thing to approve, and that it's not going to be detrimental. My questions are all on the end, the answers to the questions. So here we go with my not very professional booklet, but it was 7 degrees when we did this outside. Okay, the distance from my house to the road is 59 feet and 3 inches. So if you were to construct the privacy fence at the dashed line there, it's just about in my, you know, front yard, and it's consumed by the walkway. The solid red line is what where I would like to put the privacy fence up both sides and across the front. So it will be very safe. Okay, the later pictures will show you that. It should have a very aesthetic appeal. It's going to be wood, it's going to look farmy, and it's not detrimental to adjacent property or to public welfare. So if we turn over to photo number one, that's me looking out from my front window. It's not a whole lot of room there, but I'm at my property line, and I'm about 5'3", so the fence would be, you know, a few inches above my head. So that does effectively block the chicken trucks, the dump trucks. You know, I don't have to sit at my house and watch all this, you know, traffic going by. I wouldn't have bought the house if I did not, if I knew I couldn't have put this fence up. So we'll go over to photo two. I'm in my front yard. I'm facing south. I'm at the 40-foot mark from the road. My property line marker is circled there, and my property line is 14 and a half feet from the road. You'll notice there's a little stump there. There's all kinds of stumps all over the yard. There were some very majestic trees on this property, which I had removed because we're planning on putting the horses there. So if you look to my right on here, you can see, you know, how much usable space I'm going to lose because the front is about 100 and some feet long. And then you can see how, like, the road looks a little bit high. I'm going to go into that in a little bit. And then photo number three is just, you know, another view, just a slightly different shot. And if the fence were, you know, right at the stump line, I wouldn't even be able to look out of my house and see anything. I would be staring right at the fence. So this is a really good picture. This car is ready to pull out of my driveway. They could have moved forward 2 to 3 feet. I've tested this with FedEx drivers, UPS drivers, and a fellow that drives the 10-wheeler that brought some dirt in to fill in some of the stumps from the trees. And, you know, I'm standing there saying, here's my property line, and here's where the fence is going to be. Does it block anything? And the fence is completely behind the vehicles. So it's not like you have to go, oh, gee, can I see? I mean, it's everything is right, you know, right there. So it's actually, you know, I think very safe. There are other houses along my road that I become very watchful of entrances now to watch people. And there's a lot on my road that are not nearly as safe as what this one will be. At photo five, I'm on my property line again, looking south and looking the other way. So you can see that the fence is behind any of the vehicles. And I know that plants, vegetation, and stuff isn't really covered by this, but you can see my property line, and then you can see how far out they put the corn, which grows 7 to 8 feet high and does make it, you know, difficult to see. On this side, not so much. And we can actually skip that next picture. I don't know why that's in there. But photo eight, when you go out to the other side, and you can see my property marker, which is circled near that pesky little storm drain for all my floods. And then you can see where the corn goes, and with the telephone pole there, you know, that is much more of a hazard than the fence, which is going to be, you know, several feet back from that. And my property does sit very, very low. So this last picture, like I stood in the low part of my driveway, and I went like this with a straight pipe, and the driver in the car held it at her eye level. So that's about what a 6-foot fence is going to look like to people who are driving by. It's not going to look like, you know, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed by this fence, because my property is, you know, so very low. So anyway, I hope I've shown you that this is, you know, not going to be detrimental. The question's on the back. I've signed this, and yes, there is a unique circumstance. I need that property fenced for grazing for my animals. Otherwise, hay is a ridiculous expense, and the rest of the area, you know, I'm losing about a third of my planned usable area if I can't do this, which is number B, possibility of development. You know, that's, I'm just asking for a privacy fence. The difficulty has, well, not created by me, except no one thought to check about the fences. The realtor said nothing, and she knew what I was going to do. Some of the people that came out to give specs for the stable that I'm going to put up, the little barn behind the house. No, everyone said, yeah, I'm going to put a privacy fence on. Nobody said anything. So, you know, I was a year and a half thinking that I could do this. I've talked with some of my neighbors. They are not, you know, in opposed to this. They say, as long as we can see to get in and out, we're good. So that's my spiel. So I'm hoping that you can see that it's, you know, not a bad thing, and would grant me the right to do this after all this time, that I can get started.
All right, but we'll see if there's any questions for you, okay, from members of the board. We'll start with, okay, you, Mr. Mills.
You addressed the first three standards. Effects on surrounding properties, you've written on your application and provided also in your nicely done presentation, that you didn't feel that the variance would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Is it farm type of structures?
It's all farm. George and Lynch owns behind me, to the side of me, and then Mr. and Mrs. Manship own to the other side of me, and it's all cropland.
Okay. And so you don't feel that the request would permanently impair or be detrimental to public welfare or anything like that?
No, sir, not at all.
Okay. And in the one picture, number seven?
Nine.
Is that a 10-foot or a 20-foot pipe?
Wait a second, pardon me?
Is that a 10-foot or 20-foot pipe length?
Oh, do you know? I don't know. I'm standing at my, I think I'm at my property. No, I'm not at my property line. I'm at the lowest place.
I was going to say, you said that the property line was 14 feet from the road.
Right, and I am not to that.
Okay.
It is more.
So you're.
So it's probably your standard, like, I mean, it's just your standard conduit. So, I mean, that's what that is,
feet.
A piece of conduit. So it's 10 or 12 feet. I just tried to grab something straight so that I could, lift.
to
stick through there to say, look, it's down really low.
What type of fence are you putting up? Is it
a wooden stockade fence?
Okay, so you can see through it.
No, it's a
stockade.
No.
Okay,
it's a privacy fence, okay, to cut down on the road noise and to not, you know, my animals will be out front, and you know, I find that's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I know just the other day I had fostered a mommy dog and puppies for the SPCA and had food left over. And I thought, well, I'm going to go scatter this to the neighborhood animals. And people on the road are stopping and, like, looking at, like, you know, like, what are you doing, you know? And I'm thinking, it's my house, you know, I want a fence up here.
What is, you know? In your first drawing on your presentation, What is the dotted line?
The red dotted line is where the fence would be if it had to go 40 feet back from the road. And you can see that's right at my walkway.
Okay.
So, I mean, there'd be no point in fencing that, just that little tiny piece. So I lose, you know, if you do the cut it up a little bit like a pie, I lose about a third of my usable space.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Rickards?
Photo two. That's your neighbor there? On your, as we're looking down, as you're looking down that way, that's your neighbor, right?
That's my house.
That's your house?
That's my house, yes. I'm at the north end of my property line looking south.
Okay, you're looking down, is
right.
that right?
And my property ends at about the telephone pole.
Now, any of your neighbors have any of these private fences up there next to you?
No, they have all,
Is the
they're all crop farmers, crop land.
Demographics and everything the same? They have the same ditch there and everything like
no,
that?
No, actually, if you can see.
I can't see. That's the reason I'm asking you.
Well, I have a response question. Right here is another neighbor. He's my closest neighbor, as you can see. And he's actually up on a hill.
Okay.
Okay, so I really don't have any neighbors like right next to
you. You don't have a ditch. They have a ditch in front of them?
No, my closest neighbor heading north, you can see on photo number. It's probably back on one of the first ones. There we go. That's
seven.
You're probably right. I'm not as fast, but it's where we're looking. Number five.
Five.
Okay, five is looking north, and the first little white dot you can see, which is right underneath the tower. Okay, that's my closest neighbor to the north. So there's a huge cornfield. I never measured how close my neighbor is, but I'm sure it's a couple tenths of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
And their house sits way, 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 way back.
Mm-hmm. So your property has cornfields on both sides?
Yes, and behind. And another thing is it's directly across from Neptune Road. So if you're coming east on Neptune Road and you stop at Route 30, if you didn't stop, you're right in my front yard. You know, so it's, like I say, people are just, you know, it's not a very private home, and I would like it to be. And I bought it thinking that I could. So.
Could I expand upon that, please? Neptune Road, at nighttime, do you get all the lights from Neptune Road?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you.
We saw you out in your shed, wondered if you needed some help.
But yet another reason to have a fence. Okay.
Mr. Workman?
Oh, ma'am, in the back. Are you putting a privacy fence in the back, or are you just putting a regular fence up?
It's going to be a wire fence in the back.
It's going to be a wire fence?
Oh, yeah, a two-inch mesh horse fence across the back line. It's just the sides and the front that are going to be the wood stockade fence.
So you want privacy plus for your horses, too? That's
yes, for the horses, too. They're what's called an attractive nuisance, you know, they draw children, it's just better out of sight, out of mind.
Okay. So it's a privacy fence plus keep the horses in the front and all around it.
Right. They will rotate out there for grazing, and then I have three little areas planned so they can rotate to save the grass. But
so you're planting hay there too?
Not hay, just grass, just pasture.
Pasture.
Yeah, they can eat what's there. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not like farming anything. They'll eat this down right quick. So they'll.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Next question, Dave, please.
Yes.
Your entrance, is that gonna be gated?
I'm hoping to put a gate. I haven't decided exactly where that is going to be because I get a lot of
Well, I'm talking about your driveway.
Right.
You got to be able to get in and out of the property, but the fence would obstruct some view, and that's what the point was. Is it going to be gated for the horses, for one?
No, the So there's a wire fence going to go across this way, so the privacy.
No, you didn't show it, okay.
Yeah, I just showed the privacy fence.
So there will be an internal wire fence for the horses?
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Up to, how far up? So you're going to box that in other words?
So there's going to be a place there, my little stable is there, and over here is private. So I'm going to have this place and that place for the horses, a little barn there, and then I have a little place there, and the parking is here.
No, I was asking about your driveway, Mr. Lance, asking about the driveway going in. So you're going to have a gate there all the time?
I have a gate across.
Back in there?
Back here.
In line with the house?
So that UPS and FedEx can get.
That way, okay.
So the gate, the opening will be, the entrance will be open at the front.
Oh, yeah.
The gate will be back at, in line with the house. There'll be a fence running down the side, parallel to the sideline, inset from the driveway into the front yard.
Ma'am, now could you come up here and show the rest of us, we can get that on record there too, the rest of the members.
Okay.
I have my pen back, please.
Just come down.
No, you just stand back, I guess, or you wanted to stand right there.
I think I caught that, though.
He's catching, okay?
I'm good with it.
Sure, you okay? Okay, fine, then they're okay. Thank you.
Mr. Lake described it.
Okay.
I think Mr. Ward would like to.
Described it, so that made that happen.
Okay. Now, any further questions, Mr. Chuck? Yours is answered. Okay, hearing no further questions then. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, do you wish to come up, please? And ma'am, you can sit right back down up front here until you get set, if you will. There may be some questions we wanted to ask you.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies, like you sworn in.
Can you state your name and address?
Joseph Marino, 16778 Gravel Hill Road, Milton, directly across from the property in question.
And sir, can you come back up?
Sir, can you come back up? He's not finished yet, please.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And if you have any exhibits you want to submit, if you take them down to Mr. Lang.
Yeah, I have three exhibits marked A1, A2, A3. Like that, let them walk, please.
Thank you.
I'd like to just bear with me, give you a brief rundown. 6 years ago, I brought my property, which is the corner of Neptune and Gravel Hill, directly across the road. I have a little under 3 acres, 4,300 square foot ranch. I have two outer buildings. And when I get my exhibits back, a month after I purchased my property, the property directly behind me was sold. It was turned into a junkyard. I have pictures to show you what it looked like. I had to come to the county to have the person remove junk vehicles, cut the grass. I had to plant 20 Leyland cypress trees to hide this. And recently, the end of last year, January or so, November, I think, November, December last year, construction was started south of my home on some acreage that was sold. In the board's wisdom, they allowed a woman to build a pole barn with one bedroom, one bathroom in there, and five kennels with a very large fence around the back of the property. So since she's moved in January or so, we have nothing but barking dogs to listen to at 7 o'clock in the morning till 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. My neighbors and I have called and complained about the barking dogs.
Sir,
also,
excuse me just for a moment. Can you tell me how this is relevant to what this case we're going to right now?
I'm going to get
for the fence or against the fence? Could you just address that,
please? I'm against
the
fence. If you will give me a chance to show you my exhibits, I'll show you the exhibit on the house next to me and the fence around it. 7 foot high fence.
Well, we're just concerned with her property.
Okay. Well, my concern is that I'm going to be looking at the front of my house with another high fence that's exactly or similar to the fence that you allowed this woman to put alongside of me. So if you look at the exhibits, you'll know what I'm looking at and why my concerns are what I'm going to look at the front of my house. Also, the effect.
Is this the fence that you're talking about?
That's the fence that I'm talking about. It's not even finished,
okay,
and you can see the kennels in there.
Mr. Lang, Was there a variance request for this property? Or should we assume that it's...
I only have back to, up to 2012. I had to verify what, who the owner is.
I was never notified of a variance on that.
Well, it may not need one because it
possible.
At 40 feet back, you could put a 6-foot-high fence.
Yeah.
So that may be a legal fence.
And that's on the south side of my property. And now we want to have a fence on the front of my property that I'm going to have to look at from the front of my house, a 6-foot-high fence that's going to go around the entire property. So I'm concerned of the impact on the value of my property. Also, the fact that there is an empty lot for sale directly bordering my property, whose owner is here, and she has stated that building and fence and barking dogs have had an impact on what she can do with her property. She may not even be able to sell it now, because who would want to buy a piece of property next to a kennel?
The fence and the barking dogs, is that on this property?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're not talking about this property.
Okay.
We're talking about her property.
So her property now, my concern is that now in the front of my house, I'm going to be looking at a 6-foot fence that's going to go around the entire property.
What are these pictures? Is this her property?
That's the property directly behind me.
Are they her property?
It's not her property.
No, that's another property.
So I'm being
surrounded by junk piles.
What relationship do these pictures have to her property?
To her property now, she wants to put up a piece of property with a fence entirely around her property that's 6 foot high.
Okay.
I'm going to look at. That's going to be adding to the devaluation of my property.
Do you have anything to for that, where this is going to devalue your property? Do you have any paperwork or anything supporting documentation for us?
No, common sense. I would say that would any of you want to look at that or look at a fence in front of your house from your neighbors?
No, but you stated that it would devalue it. I mean, I've got common sense.
Yeah.
I just asked, did you bring the paperwork to back that up? That's all I asked for.
No.
I'm not trying to insult anybody's intelligence.
No, but I mean, a real estate agent would, when if I want to sell my house, when they're going to bring people up and they're going to look at barking dogs, they're going to look at a house in front of me with fence, 6-foot fence around the entire property. Yeah, it's going to, I mean.
Sir, how far are you from her house? How far are you from her house?
I own the entire corner property on Neptune and Gravel Hill. So her property is directly across from mine.
How far?
Yeah. My setback is 300 feet off the road from the front of my house. And then her setback's, 14, 15 feet from the road? So 300 and...
Ma'am,
just let him finish,
you know,
please.
Some 315 feet. But when I look out the front of my house or sit on my front porch, I'm going to be looking at a big square fence.
Sir, can you come up here for a sec? I've got a copy of the tax map. It might be helpful for the members of the board if they saw it. This is the property that is the subject of this application. Are you saying you live here? Or
I live right here.
Okay, so if you're looking on the tax map, gentlemen, he's indicated it's 4.01.
And this is an empty field.
Which is kind of catacorner to the site.
And how far does the front of your house, sir, sit back from your property line? Approximately. It doesn't have to be.
The whole property is 395. It's about 300 feet.
300?
From the road, yeah. No.
You have 2.67 acres, plus or minus, Mr.
Yes.
Marino? Yeah. 330 frontage along Gravel Hill Road, 329 on Neptune.
Right. And I'm concerned because of what's alongside of me, what's behind me, and now what I got to look in front of me.
She's not in front of you.
Well, directly catty corner. I mean, if I stand on my front yard, I look from here to here, I see her house. I see Barbara Manship's house in front of me.
Which way did your house face?
My house faces east.
But
I have Gravel Hill Road directly in front of me.
Gravel Hill Road.
Right.
And the house that you're concerned about that exists.
It faces me.
The dogs is on.
That's on my south right side.
On Neptune Road.
No, it's to 30. My south right.
On
right.
30.
On 30.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
We didn't have a number for that parcel. Okay.
And I think it's 888. 16. I think it's 16888 Gravel Hill Road.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And it's just. The fence is just if you look at the picture, it's a huge fence, and I'm just concerned that I'm got one here, and I'm going to look at another big fence.
She had a 3-foot fence. Did you complain about that?
No, I wouldn't complain whether it's a picket fence, whether it's chain link fence or three and a half foot high. That's fine. But to look at a solid 6-foot high fence around an entire square property, yeah, I'm concerned. I mean, somebody comes up to my property. I got a beautiful piece of property with a big house that's worth $500,000, and I got to have barking dogs on one side and a big square fence, you know, in front of me. Yeah, I'm concerned. Yeah.
Would you complain if there were Leland cypresses put up front?
No, I guess if you wanted to do something like that, that would be acceptable to kind of hide it a bit. I mean, I'm willing. I really don't want to rain on her parade, but I mean, 1 acre for 2 horses with a big square fence around it. I'm concerned. I have to be for the value of my property.
What's traffic like at that intersection?
There's huge traffic. There's Hastings Pit right up the road. Those triaxes come down there at 60 miles an hour, and with their Jake brakes screaming when they slow down. And if there's 2 horses there, it's going to spook the hell out of those horses.
I think that's why she went to put the fence up.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I know it's got to be high. And you know, I mean, it's not an ideal place for the horses. And then I'm so, you know, it's tough, but I don't want to be, you know, like I said, rain on her parade and be the bad guy here. But I've got a lot invested, and I'm you can see what I've had to deal with here.
She put the trees up. Do you have any problems with them? 6 foot behind it?
No, that would, I think that would be a little more acceptable to me. I would try to live with that. I mean, it would look better. It would be more aesthetically.
And, just in the front.
Yeah, in the front. I mean, I think that would be fine. That's my comments to it. I mean, but I've had to deal with a lot. And so now I just have to deal with this 6 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock at night barking dogs, a pack of dogs that she's breeding and selling dogs out of there. It's a residential. It's quiet. It's residential.
You keep saying she, but not the applicant.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is just on top of. So, I mean, when it's 10, 11 o'clock at night and I'm laying there listening to barking dogs and I got to get out in front of my house and then, you know, I don't want to see a big hunk of fence all around in front of me, you know. Those are my concerns. Any questions, gentlemen?
Does any members have any more questions for Mr. Marino?
No.
Thank you for listening to me. Thank you.
Is anyone else here under opposition? Okay. Ma'am, you're in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come up here to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dr. Christina Bromwitz, 16403 Old Mill Road in Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I have known Karen Kershaw since I was 14 or 15. I began taking riding lessons at her place, both when it was Milton Equestrian Center, and I've been back to visit when it was Kershaw Acres and downsized. She's always made a very aesthetic property, a very well-managed property. She's always managed all the animals on her property exceptionally well. And I've been all across this nation and to other countries, and I can attest that she always keeps a high standard of property management, which is so rare to see sometimes. So I think anything that she wants to do should be supported. And, you know, I think the application as she has it is very appropriate and should not be changed for some other perception of aesthetics. I think it would be very beneficial for everybody, as she said, keeping people from staring at her horses. I've met her horses and worked on her horses. The fence will be more than adequate to provide for them and the neighborhood.
Okay.
That's
all right,
it.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question for the applicant.
Yes, ma'am. Would you come back up front, please?
And it may be a question that Mr. Workman would have, but the opposition has suggested that he would not be in opposition if you were to plant Leyland cypress in front of the fence. Would you be in objection to that? You'd probably have to set your fence back a few feet in order to do so.
I might not put the Leylands.
You need to address us, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. I might not put the Leylands because I did that on my current property and Superstorm Sandy knocked them out. Okay. They're not very, really strong, though they grow fast. I could put something there, you know, like at the fence post to kind of make it, I'm sorry, make it prettier. I would probably do that anyway because I like pretty. But they probably wouldn't grow above the fence height. I would just something, you know, just to green it up, just to.
Well, I think the whole intent was that the Leylands would eventually hide the fence.
Right.
That would provide
that
you privacy.
That would be like 10 years.
That would provide you privacy and, right. And would provide, you know, your neighbor with what he feels would be aesthetically
right.
Pleasing view.
I would hope to maybe not do the Leylands. I don't know that I want them that large because they don't have a very good root base, and if they fall and take down my fence, then because that's the west side and we get some bad west winds that way, I'd be very happy to put something that would come like to the top of the fence to, you know, but I don't think I want overshadowing. I don't think that would really look as good.
Okay, so you're suggesting something come to the top of the fence, and you know, Leylands, I think, is what everybody, you know, is familiar with.
Right.
But what are you suggesting?
I don't know. My neighbor across the street from the farm on Harbison Road has, they're tall, and they're about yay big, you know, almost like a tight Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And they had them, you know, several feet apart, and as they grew, they made a nice, like, hedgerow. Kind of a thing. But it's not a big bushy tree that, you know, you've got to do the bagworms every July. You've got to have them topped. You've got to have them trimmed. You know, I'm in sort of a forced retirement with my health issue, and that would be an awful lot of maintenance where these other ones that aren't quite so high, I can do that.
Trees today are bagworm resistant, too. You have to need a cypress.
Okay. Well, back when I planted mine, they were not. And I have swallowed more stuff before I could finally afford to get somebody to do it for me.
They got different trees out today that can do the same thing.
Okay.
So you'd be willing to do that or put...
I'd be willing to put something there to green it up. I don't know that I would want trees over... I mean, they would be bigger than my house. The Lelands would get bigger than my house. I don't.
You won't be able to see it anyway, right? The 6-foot fence.
Well, if they're bigger than the fence, yes.
Yeah, but a 6-foot fence from the house, you can be able to. You still see the road and stuff.
I think that from her earlier testimony, she was suggesting that you even with the fence there, you could see over the fence and see your home.
Right.
From the road.
Okay.
Right.
As evidence of that picture holding the pipe.
Okay. Yeah.
But because it would look so barren, I was planning on putting some sort of bushes there just because it would look nicer, but I was not planning on putting trees to hide the fence.
Okay.
Because that also means I've got to get in there and scrub the mold off because it can't get in, and then that degrades the wood, and it needs some air.
You'd have to set your fence back probably, you know, a couple more feet.
Yeah, a couple more feet for that.
It's 3 feet. Or something allow you enough to be
right.
Able to do that.
So that the tree, yeah.
Right, so it could breathe, the right. Trees and the right. Fence good.
I'd like to ask Mr. Marino a question again.
Okay, Mr. Marino, could you come back up front, please? Ma'am, you can sit back down again. We have a...
Mr. Marino, you specified Leyland cypress, but some sort of green... covering to right. Basically hide or
right. If there was some sort of bushes or something to cover the front of the fence, I think that aesthetically that would certainly look much better in the area. Looking at the property from my property, and again for.
So basically, you just don't want to see a plain fence.
I think so. I think that's my concern that the fence is going around the entire property. And you're boxing in this whole property now. That's a lot of fencing. And to look at the front of the fencing from my property, I think that would have some sort of a negative connotations for my property.
Is your property, as far as elevation, it's
road
my
height.
My property's high.
Yeah,
my property's built up a little high, so I look down.
And you haven't been afforded the luxury of seeing the photograph.
I just looked at them tonight. I just looked at it tonight.
So you can get a perspective that from the road,
right.
It's you're not a 6-foot fence probably could look.
Yeah,
three
I mean,
and a half,
right.
Okay, all right.
So if there was, you know, if there's some bushes or something across the front of it, I think aesthetically that would look good. It would dress it up a little bit, and you know, it is what it is. Again, I understand her, you know, reason why she wants to do it and that, you know, and
sure.
I.
Sounds like you.
I mean, I'm trying to work out a compromise. I mean, to work both ways. But
sure.
My concern is just to see a big solid fence all around it from my property. After what I'm looking at, if you look at those other pictures, which I didn't have any say so in.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions?
No other questions.
And then, hearing no other questions, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 11,555 under advisement.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we take case number 11,555 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,555 is taken under advisement. Now, what that means, ma'am, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or you can call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay? No, wait, ma'am.
As can the opposition.
As well as the opposition. Okay?
Or anybody interested.
All right.